This is Tim Buckley.
Hello, good afternoon.
Long afloat on shipless ocean.
Today, the podcast will be about father and son.
Till you're singing.
Tim Buckley and Jeff Buckley. For now, we're listening to the amazing voice of Tim Buckley, the father. The son will sing next. Song to Siren, Tim Buckley.
Let me enfold you.
I'm Sylvia Dos Santos. Join me for an homage to these two amazing voices. Again, Tim Buckley and Jeff Buckley.
Did I dream you dreamed about me? Were you hair when I was fox? Now my foolish boat is leaning, broken love lorn on your rocks. For you sing, touch me not. Touch me not, come back tomorrow. Oh, my heart, oh, my heart shies from the sorrow. I am puzzled as the oyster. I am troubled as the tide. Should I stand amid your breakers, or should I lie with death my bride? Hear me sing, swim to me, swim to me, let me enfold you.
Tim Buckley wrote and sang beautiful, adventurous songs in the late 1960s and early 70s. He was just 19 when his son Jeff was born, and Tim was only 28 when he died of a drug overdose in 1975. Jeff Buckley didn't grow up with his father, and apparently they met only once. Yes, they only met once, father and son. What a curious thing. Jeff also wrote and sang beautiful, adventurous songs, and also died young when he drowned at age 30 in 1997. We are listening to Jeff Buckley, one of his best songs, Lover, You Should Have Come Over. Despite their estrangement in life, in music, Tim Buckley and Jeff Buckley had a very close relationship. Both had similar virtuosic voices and loved to use their voices in unusual settings. Both, a father and son, wrote songs that broke free of convention, and both put their hearts and passions into the music they made. And the other week, it was Father's Day, so this is my homage to two beautiful men, two beautiful voices, Tim Buckley and Jeff Buckley. We are listening to the amazing Jeff Buckley.
My mind, so never know. Broken down and hungry for your love, with no way to feed it. Where are you tonight, child? You know how much you need it. Too young to hold on, and too old to just break free and run. Sometimes a man should be having his fun, but much too blind to see the damage he's done. Sometimes a man must wait to find a Billy who has no one. So I wait for you, and I'll burn. Will I ever see your sweet return? Oh, will I ever learn? Oh, 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 love I should have gone over. See, it's not too late. Is made, the open window lets the rain in, burning in the corner is the only one that dreams he had you with him. My body turns and yearns for a sleep that won't.
Charles Buckley III was born on Valentine's Day. Curious fact for you to know. He was born on 14th of February 1947, and died tragically with just 28 years of age. On 29th of June of 1975, over an overdose, a drug overdose, sadly. He was an American vocalist, songwriter, guitarist, oh my god, and producer. His music and style changed considerably. Throughout the years, Buckley began his career based in folk music by his subsequent albums, experimented with jazz, psychedelia, funk, soul, avant-garde, and an evolving voice as instrument sound. As I said, he died at the age of 28, too soon, gone too soon. From a heroin overdose, a drug overdose, leaving behind his sons, two of them, Taylor Buckley and Jeff Buckley. Let us know something more about Jeff. We are listening to his amazing voice. Jeffrey Scott Buckley, born in 17th November 1966, died in 29th of May in 1997 from an accidental drowning in the Mississippi River. And they say Mississippi River, but there are a lot of info about that, but I'll tell you later about his death. He was raised by his mom as Scott Moorhead. And it's because of his estrangement with his dad. They only met once, as I said earlier. It wasn't the best relationship between a father and a son, sadly. But, you know, when there is a breakup between mother and the father, and the father is only 19 when Jeff Buckley was born, Tim Buckley was only 19. So he was really young. I believe we can understand their estrangement. But in the music area, they were really close. Their voice has something that connects father and son in a way, you know, in a curious way, in a peculiar way. Jeff Buckley was an American singer, songwriter, and guitarist, as like his father, Tim Buckley. After a decade as a session guitarist in Los Angeles, Buckley amassed the following in the early 1990s by playing cover songs at venues in Manhattan's East Village. He was focused more on his own material, but talking about cover songs, Tim Buckley is the voice you are listening now. The song Once I Was by Tim Buckley, you listen to it in a better sound in a few minutes. But let me just tell you about Jeff Buckley cover songs. That was what gave him, you know, a steady life. Not really steady, but, you know, yearly living in Manhattan's East Village is not easy. So he played cover songs. One being Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen, another genius. I will do a podcast about Leonard Cohen. Don't worry about that, because I love him. But you know when the cover song gets even better than the original one? In the end of this podcast, you will listen to that amazing cover song by Leonard Cohen, song Hallelujah. Many tried to sing it, but only Jeff Buckley could do it in a genius way. But that's further on. Let us listen to his dad, Tim Buckley, Once I Was.
Just for a while.
there's more to Jeff Buckley than just a great cover, Hallelujah. Jeff was a son of the cult folk icon Tim Buckley, but they met only once, or a few times during his lifetime. Some say they only met once, others say they met a few times. Either way, it's not good. You know, a father and a son shouldn't meet or should live together. But if they can't live together,
it looks like rain today.
At least seeing each other like almost every day, it would be amazing. I feel a little bit sorry for Tim and Jeff. They could have... They are so similar to each other. They could have had a good relationship, but they didn't. Unfortunately, Jeff Buckley. You're listening to Jeff Buckley right now. Jeff never mentioned to his friends that Tim Buckley was his father. Even though the elder Buckley, Tim, penned... I Never Asked Bure Mountain, I'm sure you all know that song from Tim Buckley, has a tribute to his ex-wife and the son he barely knew, Jeff Buckley.
It's so strange, this feeling.
Jeff Buckley had his first performance at St. Anne's Episcopal Church in Brooklyn Heights in April 1991. Billed as Jeff Scott Buckley, he performed at a tribute to his father. Yeah, he played him songs. Sophronia, The King's Chain, Phantasmagoria, Once I Was, that you just learned. Listen to, and I Never Asked to Be Your Mountain, that was the song Tim Buckley honored his ex-wife and son Jeff Buckley with.
We're so blind, struggling through the day, when even your best friends say.
Jeff Buckley was discovered while playing at a coffee house in East Village called Scene A. He played in this tiny 50-seat Irish coffee house, frequently explaining, quote, end quote, I just wanted to coast on these songs and learn to be a singer. I figured if I play to no man's land of intimacy, I'd learn how to be a performer. He was right. Theory in a year-long program at the Musicians Institute in Hollywood. His father's producer, Herb Cohen, offered him to set up with his first studio record, and we thank him for that. I believe I talk for everyone on this particular matter. In May of 1995, Jeff Buckley was named one of People's Magazine's 50 Most Beautiful People. And I fully agree with that. But you know what? Jeff Buckley wasn't happy about it. Didn't like those stereotypes.
We are falling.
understand him. It was very simple, genuine, natural guy. David Bowie has stated that Jeff Buckley's Grace album is the one album he would ever take to a deserted island. What about that, David Bowie, you guys? Grace, the album Grace, was Jeff Buckley's only studio album released in his lifetime. Both Jeff and Tim have a similar, I don't know how to put it, or to put my finger on it, but their voices,
now you wanna know the reason.
There's a genuine and natural sound. You can't learn it from the books, from the recording studios, from the voice coach. You can't learn this stuff with anyone. Either you have this in your voice, either you don't. And Tim Buckley and Jeff, they had a sweet, sweet voice.
'Cause there's just a few things, honey.
I love this man, I love this song, Sweet Surrender by Tim Buckley. Enjoy.
You just never care to show me. But I could not prove to you. Cause I was just too young and hard. Just too cold, honey. Just too hard to care. Just too hard.
This amazing voice on 28th of June, my month, my birthday is in June, so, and also Michael Jackson died in 29th of June, so it's really curious things. In 1975, Tim Buckley completed a tour with the last show in Dallas. Playing to a sold-out crowd of 1,800 people. He celebrated with a weekend of drinking with his band and friends. The following night, Tim Buckley accompanied and longtime friend Richard Keeling to his house. At some point, Keeling produced a bag of heroin. What a nasty drug that killed so many already. Some of which Buckley ingested. Buckley's friends took him home, and seeing his inebriated state, his wife Judy laid him on the living room floor and questioned his friends as to what had happened. That night, she moved Buckley into bed. When she checked him later, Buckley's wife found he was not breathing, and he was blue-colored face. Blue. Attempted by friends and paramedics to revive him were unsuccessful, and he was pronounced dead. The coroner's office report stated Buckley died at 9:42 p.m. on June 29th of 1975 from acute heroin, morphine, and ethanol intoxication due inhalation and ingestion of overdose. Buckley's sound recorder was surprised by the musician's death, recalling that at Buckley's last show that someone offered him a drag of a joint and he refused. He didn't appear strung out in any way. He was very together, both physically and psychologically. It was not expected, his death. It was like watching a movie. That was his natural ending. His fate was predictable and not inevitable. Beckett recalled how Buckley took chances with his life, including dangerous driving, drinking alcohol, taking pills, and heroin. Well, we are now ending with what I consider to be the best cover song ever. The original, of course, is by Leonard Cohen, but I prefer this cover song by Jeff Buckley. It's just too good. In Memphis, Tennessee, on May 29th, 1997, while awaiting the arrival of his band from New York, he drowned. Jeff Buckley drowned during a spontaneous evening swim, fully clothed in the Mississippi River, when he was caught up in the wake of a passing boat. Jeff Buckley's body, dead body, was found on June the 4th. Since his death, there have been many posthumous releases of his material. So many paid him honors and homage. Chris Cornell, you name it. But Massive Attack released the song, the famous song, Teardrop, to honor this amazing voice. Hallelujah. Jeff Buckley.